Devon Girl by Zaylee Burrow.
First in the morning I will see the Devon Hills surrounding me, the patchwork fields of red and brown, and the sway of the corn with its sweet soft sound. First in the morning I will go to the far off field with the corn to grow, the old wood pigeon up in the oak. Let's raise our glass to Devon folk, the old wood pigeon up in the oak. Let's raise our glass to Devon folk.
Morning, boys! Are you ready for your breakfast then? Sounds like it, you noisy little beggars. And how's the ringworm, my little lover? Give any chip, I shouldn't wonder. Put your head back! You Starks is powerful strong. Look, I can't pour your milk in the bucket if you've got your head in the way. Move back. There's a good lad. Gracelands, come here. Come on, up on the mill. Oh, who's my lovely boy then, eh?
You know something, Gracelands. Elvis would have loved the farming life. All this fresh air, you can't beat it. Of course, Priscilla wouldn't have been no good. Far too high maintenance. Can't imagine her in a shed with 100 sows and a dose of enteritis. Even my Johnny said that her'd probably think laminitis was a fashion garment. I don't know why he ever married her. He should have chose someone like me. After all, I got 3 tractors, 15 black saddleback pigs, and I own a combine harvester, and there's not many as can say that. I suppose if I do eventually get married, then Johnny Hutchins could be the one for me. After all, he don't mind that I spray my Wellington boots silver or that I have deep feelings for Elvis Presley. Of course, the wedding's going to have to be in Gracelands because I've never been north of Bridgewater Market. And Johnny is going to wear heavily beaded trousers, which is very, very tight. And we are going to call our kid Elvis. Oh, unless it's a girl, which it won't be. But if it is, which it won't, then we'll call her Grace. And change our surname to Lands. And then there'll be 2 of you, eh, boy? God, it's good to get these ear boots off at the end of the day. Come here, boy. Up you come. Give us a kiss. Oh, you lovely boy. Oh, well, Gracelands, I've cleared out the pig shed with the bobcat, I've drove in 25 fence posts up the top field, and I've dehorned 2 dozen stirks. Tis hard work, this here farming, but tis better than being sat on your backside all day. 'Twould be a lot easier if I had a bit more help, though. See, father ain't no good to me no more. Too old. He just sits out in the garden all day with his shotgun, waiting for the moles to heave up. Since mother died, father don't talk much, or was took by the Lord. Ever so sudden. Read one of these ambulisms out in the pig shed. Father found her laid out with Alice, our prize sow. I remember this parademic feller turned up and he had rings through his eyebrows, his nose and his tongue. I ask you, how can you trust someone with more holes than a cullender? He had so much metal in his face I didn't know whether to thank him for coming or hitch him up to the tractor and plough the top field with him. Of course, he couldn't do nothing for her because her was already dead. But I got no real worries about mother, because, of course, Elvis will be looking after her now, eh? Wearing a white lycra jumpsuit with a rhinestone belt, no doubt. Anyway, tears up to bed with me, because I'm past my sell-by date. In your basket now, boy, and I'll see you in the morning.
Sally Ann.
All right, Johnny.
Father all right?
He's all right. Yours all right?
Yeah, he's all right. Well, show me the way to Queenie the sow.
The insemination king is here.
Hang on a minute, Johnny. I'm just going to pop over the calf shed and give one little fella a shot of penicillin.
All right.
He don't look too good to me, poor little beggar. I thinks he've got lore.
All right, mate, you carry on, because you don't want that spreading up his legs.
The Insemination King can wait.
Hey, Queenie? Oh, her's a mighty fine farmer, is that Sally Ann? First thing that attracted me to her was her skill as a farmer. Very arousing, his talent, in any shape or form. First time I seed her, her was bent double over a large black saddleback pig with erysipelas administering penicillin. Oh, 'twas a sight to behold. Her give me a bone on from here to Wivelscombe. You could have hung a full-length sheepskin coat off the end of it, and he wouldn't have bent down. I tell you, I knowed at that moment, her was the maid for me. Her's been about a bit, round Tiverton and the likes, but that don't worry me. See, I prefers an experienced liver, which is exactly what I considers myself to be. I would say that most blokes round these parts thinks that a clitoris is a small village of the B3149 to Barnstable. I might not know that 2 and 2 makes 5, but I do know how to take a woman to the dizzy heights of orgasmic pleasure. And on that note...
Sally Ann, come on, I haven't got all day. The Insemination King is ready.
All right, Johnny, I'm here now. This will be the first time I've seen insemination, and I'm quite excited. Look, quick, Johnny, straddle her backside. Hurry up, go on.
Pass the insemination tubes out.
Here are, Johnny. Cool. Looks like a corkscrew, don't it?
Well, that's because bores have got corkscrew-shaped bits down below.
Oh.
That's why they're called bores, because they bores into the cell. Whoa, 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 keep still, Queenie. Of course, 'tisn't the same as having a real bore, because this way, 'tis over in a flash. With a real bore...